No, Warrior, no.
Voting my record, tell him.
Get your thank you on.
I want to thank y'all, man, from the bottom of my heart.
Who we thanking? Everybody.
Is anybody?
Yo, thank Ike at the corner store for letting me slide that time I was short. I appreciate that.
Could never turn my back on Maul. That's right, Bow Wow.
Do we get
don't
traction hip hop anymore?
Don't follow these dopes.
Is that still like a thing? We don't get thank you tracks in hip hop anymore, do we?
No, they don't. We don't even have the CD, little pocket thing where they could thank the execs that no one knew.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like artists should still have a thank you track though. Like
it's IG captions. IG captions now. Yo, yeah. Thank you for the support. Buy my T-shirt now.
Yeah, the IG. Buy my bundle. The IG.
Buy
is definitely
my bundle.
The IG is definitely the thank you credits and all of that now.
Only thanking when you have something to purchase, I would say.
Yeah.
But no, Bow Wow was leading the way. He let him know. I was a kid and I was following the dopes until Bow Wow said that. And then I was like, damn, I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah. I shouldn't follow these dopes.
It's interesting to watch performers and entertainers that were kids, like where they are now as adults.
Yeah.
Like you forget how much shit, like, and seeing Bow Wow now on like Instagram, you forget how much shit he did as a kid.
Is there any real, like, uninterrupted and bullshit in their career of a child star that didn't either have terrible, embarrassing moments, got addicted to drugs? Who is the quintessential kid that, like, is the standard that made it? Every child, actor, musician, reality star, always ends up fucked up in some capacity.
Yo, Patrick Harris?
I wouldn't say he made it squeaky clean.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Not squeaky clean, but that's interesting. I wonder why that is, though. Why is it? And it seems like it's only in I was about to say our culture, but I know some.
No.
I know some.
The Hollywood whites get to it.
Yeah, definitely. Tara Reid. Yeah.
Listen, Lindsay Lohan was going crazy on the LIE.
Yeah.
Yeah, it never works out that way. But I guess if I had all
that's
that
just
money,
pressure. Yeah.
And I'm at parties, like, yeah.
Yeah, all that pressure from being young and trying to live up to those standards when you were such an innocent child. And now you're not allowed to make any mistakes as an adult.
Actually, does Teyana Taylor count? I wouldn't say she was a child star, per se. We saw Teyana when she was
was young. She was pretty young. Teyana might have, she was in the public eye since she was about maybe 15.
Yeah, my super sweet 16.
Yeah, so she, yeah. She might be one of the ones that made it and doesn't have any crazy headlines and any incidents on the internet. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, T might be the only one. Well, definitely, that I could think of.
That was a sick time at MTV when My Super Sweet 16 was on, and then the following show after that was 16 and Pregnant. How you think the 16 and Pregnant girls felt? Like, yeah, they're leading, like, damn.
Who was the programming director over there at the time? Like, how did they program those shows? Like,
let's find all the privileged kids we can, and then let's find the kids that didn't pull out.
Okay. Yeah, I want to sit down with that programming director. I want to know what was going on in the meeting where they was like, nah, put this right after 16 and Pregnant, right after My Super Sweet 16.
Let's put things in perspective again for these young teen mothers.
Weird. Weird times over there.
You stood me up for the Teyana Taylor show.
No, it wasn't a stand-up thing. It was, didn't have the proper credentials. And then by the time I thought about going home to get it, and it would have been.
Do you know what it was like to stand in line at a Teyana show by yourself?
You didn't stand.
Everyone asking. First, are you here by yourself? Where's your date?
First of all, cut it out.
I'm like, he's on the way. I promise.
Yo, you first of all, you did not stand in no line. No,
yes, I did.
You didn't stand in no fucking line.
I'm one of
line.
The people.
You didn't stand in no line. You walked right to the front like I did. You gave them your name, and I've seen you at TSA, so I know how you get at Teyana. When it comes to lines, I know how you get. You don't do lines.
There is no clear at Terminal 5.
No, there's a clear right there. You know who to look for. The girl with the thing in her ear, with the little thing. You know who to look for.
I don't want to make a big deal. Yeah. I'm with the band.
Exactly. That's exactly how you got to do. You didn't wait no line. But yeah, I caught the show last night.
Mm.
Amazing.
Yeah. I do love Terminal 5 as a venue.
Yeah.
But I feel like that show deserved to be in an arena.
Yeah.
We all know Teyana and how she is with performances. So it's not like I was going in like, damn, I'm shocked that she did this. But I was still blown away, even with the expectations of knowing what she does. That show was fucking
Yeah, she definitely put on a show. Like, she was in an arena last night. She didn't dumb her show down at all, just because it was a smaller venue.
Mm.
And Terminal 5 was a nice size venue.
Yeah.
She might have had about 3,000 people in there last night.
Yeah, back to back sold out shows.
Amazing. Amazing. Tiana put on an amazing show from start to finish.
When her daughter came out to sing, I think I might have been close to the kitchen, because there was definitely onions being cut, like, close by me.
Yeah,
I got, like, real misty when her daughter came out to do a duet.
Yeah, but it's dope, because we watched her grow up. You know what I mean? Like, she's Tiana has documented her, and she has the reality show and all of that with the family. So we watched little Junie grow up. So it was dope to see her on stage in her element. She's a star.
Oh, for sure.
And she's definitely a star. She's not a shy bone in her body. But yeah, I was just happy for Tiana, man. Like, she put on an amazing show. The production, the choreography, of course, we know that's what she does. She's just a visual person, a talent.
Yeah.
She gets it. She understands how to put on the show. She understands how to make things look good. And there was a lot of people in there, a lot of her peers that were in there last night they all said the same thing. Like, yo, she put on a crazy show.
Yeah, you went to the Poppin' show. I went to the one before, like, with just the fans. All you celebrity folks were there, I think.
But I would have thought that everybody would have been there over Saturday night.
So did I.
Yeah.
Me going in, looking around for the celebrities, and I couldn't find them. Yo, where the celebs at?
Yo, that's
some nasty.
Yo, that's crazy. You getting the spots where the celebs at?
Yeah, where's the verified checks at?
That's nastiness.
We got to take photos together and pretend we're friends.
That's nasty.
Share some followers here.
It was a lot of people in there last night, though, man. But, shout out to Tiana, her entire crew. Her tour is, if you didn't get a chance to see her, if she's coming to your city, please go see Tiana. Because I promise you, this show was something that you want to see.
For sure. And there was a lot of women there. A lot of sexually explicit moves happening on the stage.
Yo, it was crazy, man, because she did a little segment. She gave Lala and what's the other, the girl, Dream Doll? Is that her name?
Oh, so you got to go to the show with Lala and Dream Doll?
No, I didn't go with them. Let me make that clear. I don't want to put that out there.
Meanwhile, I'm with WME reps.
No, they were on the stage. She pulled them on the stage to give them both a private dance. And after she gave them a dance, she asked the ladies in the crowd, whose pussy is wet? And, like, every woman in there, I think some dudes might have yelled too.
Listen, I may have been like,
yeah,
something's wet. I can't quite figure out what it is. Maybe I pissed myself.
Yo, I laugh so hard, man, because it's just funny when you see, like, a female entertainer control a room full of women,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they all want to, like, sleep
fuck
with her. Yeah, it's just
like all the straight women wanted to fuck.
Yeah,
together.
It's the funniest shit in the world, man. But she put on a great show. It was a great show last night.
She didn't use a celebrity for our show. She just used a woman from the crowd,
mm-hmm.
Who I might add was a, if I were to assume, would be a lack of a better term, a stud, if you will.
Okay.
Some Young MA vibes were on the stage.
Okay.
And within the segment, Tiana gets on top of her, like, four dancers. Sun held all five of them down.
Yeah. She was prepared.
Yo, she was ready.
Yeah.
I think Tiana met her match. She was a little nervous, I think.
Yeah, Dream Doll was a little nervous. Lala was a little nervous.
Mm.
I ain't want that tea smoke.
I don't want that tea smoke.
They didn't want that, man. It was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Seeing them uncomfortable, that's part of the show. But, yeah, Tiana put on a great fucking show, man. I'm so proud of her. She did her thing last night.
Speaking of that smoke, I did think maybe you stood me up not only because you didn't have the proper identification or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Thought maybe you're a little sugar and want to run into Amon.
Yo, here you go. You
pump fake, like, yo, I'm about to go to the show. Like, nah, I forgot my ID.
You gonna try to push this narrative?
Listen, just want to know. Man, you said you was gonna show up somewhere and you didn't show up somewhere.
Nah, I showed up.
Someone had beef with you there.
Nah, nobody. Nobody had beef with me. You know, I just couldn't make it sad. I made it Sunday, though. I made sure I was there. I posted a video, let people know I was in the building.
Okay.
So I'm not.
So you was like, you was letting him know.
I was letting people know.
Does
that
he follow
me? No, he doesn't follow me.
Okay, you think he checks your page though?
No, I don't think so, man.
Did you put a money bag in the video?
No. I'm not gonna let you pull me into that because I don't even want it to sound like it's an issue. There's no issue. He felt some type of way about the money bags under one of her posts. Me and T spoke about it, and it was a whole thing because they was, you know, having a little disagreement. But it's all good.
You're a backstager. You were in backstage. Did you go to backstage?
Yeah. I went to see T after the show real quick.
By yourself?
To, Sean was with me.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean was with me. Just wanted to show her love.
Sean was the muscle?
No, Sean's just my guy. He wasn't the muscle. You don't need muscle at Tiana's
show. I think
Amon
can take you and Sean.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. But
and I think if Tiana jumps in, y'all are definitely fucked.
Yeah, nah, but it's all love, man. I shout out to Tiana. Shout out to Iman. It's all love with them. That's family, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after the show, the Soul Train Awards were in New York. It was nice to see that people were actually in New York this weekend.
At the Apollo.
Yes.
Thought that was interesting. Yeah. Interesting venue.
It was very, very industry-y over at Last Lap.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul Train Awards came to Last Lap.
Really?
They should have just shot them in there at that point.
Saturday, right?
Saturday night, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was cool, but... Yeah, I look forward to see the Soul Train Awards. I know the AMA happened.
Mm-hmm.
Doja Cat won Best R&B Artist over Jasmine Sullivan.
Listen, man, it is, you know.
You know I'm Doja Hive.
Yeah, yeah, no, Doja's amazing. She's an amazing artist. I don't want it to seem like we're slighting her in the least bit. She's an amazing artist. But R&B?
After the album Jasmine Sullivan just put out?
Yeah, no.
I don't need to hear Say So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they got that one wrong.
You and SZA can go to the pop category for that one.
Yeah, and I love Doja Cat. I think she's amazing. But if we talk an R&B album, it's very few that had a better R&B album than Jasmine Sullivan.
And I hope they get it right with the Soul Train Awards, because I remember Ari had mentioned a couple years ago when I think she had gotten slighted on something, and it's like, dog, this is the Soul Train Awards, and Shea Butter Baby is not nominated or winning right now. It's the Soul Train Awards.
Right.
Save this other shit for the VMAs or something. Like, mm-hmm. If we're gonna call it the Soul Train Awards, how about Soul Music is the winner?
Yeah, it seems like every year at these award shows we talk about this. It's always like they put things in different genres and they call certain things, you know, R&B, pop, whatever, and it's kind of like, or rap, and we like, that wasn't a rap album, or that wasn't an R&B album. It's like, I don't understand how they are categorizing these artists or these albums, but Doja Cat having a better R&B album than Jasmine Sullivan? No.
We shouldn't have an R&B album. But,
no.
Did it air at the AMAs? I just saw a lot of the clips of people that...
It did yesterday.
It was all right.
So now I missed it.
Saw Chloe Bailey giving it up. Is that the way that they kind of have to get people to watch award shows now? Because the viewership is so drastically low that it's like, all right, let's make sure the one you want to see twerk is performing.
They definitely look at your online impressions.
Cause let's put it this way, and I know I'm gonna sound like a hater. I'm a big Chloe Bailey. I wouldn't say fan, but I appreciate the Chloe and Haley album. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what
you,
she
you
does.
You recognize her talent. She's talented. Yeah,
very much so, mm-hmm. and a very beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Even though she still looks way too young for me to find her attractive
beautiful.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
That song is not doing shit. Like. That performance is based off of the, let me not say antics, because that's not fair.
We
the stuff that's going on on IG
mm-hmm.
and how they know she's going to perform is what it is. Because that record, let's be real, and she's too talented for that record.
Mm-hmm.
Fun records are cool. I get it. Single, I have to do the video. I understand. But that record is really just based around what she's been doing on IG. So I don't know if that's.
Yeah, I'm with you. I find it a little weird, you know. Because she is, well, she's of age. She's how old is she, 22?
22 or 23 or something.
So, yeah, she's a young woman. Mm. But I just feel like it's been a little too much over-sexualization in the past 2 years, like online. I think that, you know, it's great. You know, I love women can be sexy. They can do whatever they want. But it's like you said, I think a lot of people only started to recognize her when she started to, you know, post videos online.
Mm.
Showing her, you know, her body and things like that, which is, again, that's her prerogative. But I think that that's starting to overshadow the music and overshadow the art.
Yeah, but I mean, is that ever going to change? Because you could say that about so much other, like you could say that about Lil Nas X and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the stunts that rappers do, like
mm-hmm.
that is just, I guess, a tool for women that'll take them to the views a bit quicker. Like Chloe Bailey used to fucking post her making beats on IG and them shit was tough and
mm-hmm.
wouldn't get any traction.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we know where it's gonna go with that, and if she's embracing her body, all for it.
Right.
Amazing. But that's just kind of becoming, I think, the total marketing tool, specifically at Atlantic, I feel like.
Okay.
Specifically, like getting behind that, putting all your money into that one big sexual record and video
mm-hmm.
from Normani down Cardi, Meg, everyone. Mm-hmm. That's kind of just become the strategy. And the videos come out phenomenal. They look great, but the records never really hit like that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to, no matter what, you can
outside of WAP, obviously WAP. Yeah. Fucking, but
if you're going to, you can be beautiful, sexy, you know, all of these things. But if the music, you know, if the product that you're selling isn't up to par, it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what stunts the labels try to put together and, oh, you know, Chloe's a grown woman now, you know, let's kind of play into that and her embracing her body, which is great. All of those things are great. But if the music isn't strong and the music isn't connecting to the fan base, all of that is for what?
Yeah. Especially when you have artists like her that don't need to rely on it, where others, no, super where talented. Others may
super,
have to.
Super talented.
And Normani, too, is super talented, too, and doesn't have to rely on that either. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's the world we live in. I think it actually says more about society than it does say about the people that
absolutely.
Are doing it. Because, look, I mean, of course we're going to click that.
Absolutely. Quick. I mean, she looks amazing. But, you know, again, if the music isn't there, it's like we're just stuck on that.
Listen,
and then that's all we want to see after a while. You know what I mean?
I'm a nerd, so, like, you know in, like, porno categories where they always have, like, the girls playing video games and then he fucks? Like, that's, like, the nerd's dream?
Mm-hmm.
If Chloe Bailey was doing what she was doing and making beats at the same time, like, be half naked and make beats, that's my dream. No. That would get me going, like, damn, look at the titty and the NPC.
Okay, I mean, if that's, listen, I'm not here to step on nobody's dreams. If that's your dream, then, you know, all for it. But I get what you're saying. If it's gonna be that, mix that in with the art, more of the art. You know, show more of the talent as far as the music and everything. Like, tie it all in together so it makes sense. I get what you're saying. You know, again, it's embrace your sexuality. You know, embrace your body. All of those things are great, but make sure that the music is still highlighted and that the music is still what is being put into the spotlight. Because again, if you're just walking around looking sexy and attractive and beautiful, you know, that's then we're gonna have to start getting into like skincare and beauty products in a minute and get away from the music. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's super talented. I hope the label gets it right and they start getting music for her, like more for her, just not just because she's talented and, you know, you think she can find out the type of music she wants to make.
For sure.
Which I'm sure they're probably already doing.
Beyonce and Parkwood, for sure.
But like you said, the music just isn't connecting. I don't know why.
I mean, let's give her some time because the last album that she did with her sister, I thought was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely leaning more into the mature side of
the
music.
Content, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, she has one single out. Obviously, they're going around what's going on online. So, let's see. Who knows? She could give us a fucking seat at the table for all we know, and just this could be the single to trick us.
No, I'm waiting because, like I said, I recognize the talent. The talent is there. I know she's amazing talent. But again, for me, the music just hasn't connected. But I'm still on board, though.
I'm with you. Trying to think what else happened over the weekend as far as anything else, but did you watch the King Richard?
I did. Film King Richard, absolutely a great movie. Very inspirational. And one thing I do like about the movie is that they highlighted Venus.
Okay.
Because Venus, you know, for years has been overshadowed by Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Serena is arguably one of the, if not the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Not just tennis player, but greatest athlete of all time. So, you know, Venus has been overshadowed by Serena's success in the last few years. And I like the fact that the movie kind of highlighted Venus. You know, they showed that relationship, how she was the one that the father pushed the most and kind of kept Serena in the shadow. But then, you know, they showed that conversation of, yo, I kept you in the shadow because I know you're going to be the greatest. You know what I mean? Venus is just going to be the one that gets there first. But it was a great movie. Will Smith did a great job. And it was inspiring. My homeboy, he has a daughter, and he called me and told me he saw it, and he was like, yo, that movie was so inspiring, especially if you have a daughter as a black man. And I think they did a great job. That's a really, really good movie. If anybody hasn't seen it yet, they should definitely watch that movie.
I did see some social media traction of folk. Did he have a whole second family or something? Did they get into?
Yeah, they spoke about that. They addressed that he had other children.
Okay.
From an outside relationship. They addressed that briefly.
I mean, can we call a spade a spade? Every time I watch these documentaries, that focus on fathers that like really helped their kids reach their goals, they kind of have to have some ain't shitness in them. They're all kind of pieces of shit. Like Tiger's dad was kind of a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Joe Jackson was kind of a piece of shit. I'm hearing from just from women's side. Mm-hmm. King Richard was kind of a piece of shit.
That's the side you're here for. Like, okay, go ahead.
Do you have to be raised by a toxic person to make it?
No, I'm not going to say you have to be raised by a toxic person in order to make it. But there's definitely some connection there. Like, it's just in our community.
Matthew Knowles, kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it happens, man. I mean, you have, you know, these relationships on the side. And sometimes things happen. Children are created, but you want to have a family with this person. And, you know, it's unfortunate because if you have kids and, you know, you kind of want to be there for all the, well, you should be there for all your kids. Mm. But most of the time it doesn't work out like that. And then you have these families growing up with these secrets and these things. Like a friend of mine, he did Ancestry.com.
Okay.
I think that's what he did. And he just found his real father.
Okay.
Through that. And we were having a talk and, you know, I was asking him, I was like, yo, do you have any hard feelings towards your mom that she, you know, she never told you this? And he said at first he kind of did, but he was like, you know, he really doesn't. Like, he was like, you know, for whatever reason, his mom didn't, you know, want to let people know that she had a relationship with this guy. And, you know, you think about it, it's like, you know, our parents were young at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have relationships with people you're not supposed to have a relationship with and things like that. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're pregnant. But it's like you can't tell people it's his kid. You got to. Yeah. Especially if you have a relationship with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of things, man, that, you know, you kind of uncover in doing things like that. But I do think that it's amazing to find who your real parents are.
Sure.
For me, it would have been rough to accept something like that. Like,
yeah.
I talk to my homeboy every day. I'm like, damn, for me, it would have been rough. Mm. But he's happy. And, you know, and it was an interesting thing because he found out that his father was into music. You know, he's into music.
Mm.
And he was saying how, you know, had he known his dad when he was younger, it may have given him more confidence
for sure
to kind of pursue his musical dreams, being that his dad has success in the industry. So it was interesting. It was a whole deep conversation that we went on. But the bottom line is that his mom had a relationship, a side relationship with a guy, ended up having a kid, but she couldn't obviously tell because whatever the situation was back then, you know, she just couldn't tell people that her and this guy had a side relationship and things like that. So I'm saying that it happens both ways is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, the mother can have a kid from a relationship that she wasn't supposed to have, as well as men do in the King Richard movie.
Well, I mean, I think with dads like Venus and Serena's, Tiger Woods, Matthew Knowles, all these people,
mm-hmm.
all very ambitious and risk takers as people.
Even in relationships.
So I'm saying we can't always have ambition as like a buffet. Like if somebody's ambitious,
they're gonna be
ambitious across the
board.
They're not gonna
personal, business, and life, and with women or with men.
I'm gonna need more fucking thrills. I need to keep my adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's gonna happen in fucking too.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Like I said, it happens more often than we think. Again, you know, I started thinking, I was like, damn, how many of the homies, if they decided to do Ancestry.com, would find out that their dad isn't their real dad. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, our parents were young at one point. We gotta keep that in perspective. Our parents were young. They were having fun. And things happen, man. Things happen. So, you know, I know sometimes it's easier to say, oh, no, this is your dad. And it's like, nah, that ain't my pops. That ain't my pops.
It's subjective.
Yeah, like, that ain't subjective. My pops. What you was doing, Ma? You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But, yeah, the King Richard movie is a great movie. They got that one right. And shout out to Will Smith, another great movie to his catalog.
For sure. It sucks that his press run has to involve his sex life and Jada's ambitions.
I mean,
she's an ambitious person.
No, I get it. You know, I mean, listen, if things happen, you know, she want to have entanglements and things like that.
Listen,
Jada's beautiful, man. I get it.
I'm with you. Speaking of family, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the genocide, it is one of my favorite holidays.
Well, did they change it officially? Is it Native American?
No, it's the next day. So we're still doing Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
We're still giving thanks for
but
the genocide.
Acknowledging,
but
okay.
Then the next day it's like the repast.
We're trying to promote change.
Yeah, like
okay.
Yo.
Ah, oh, got it. Got
that
it.
That was
okay.
Crazy that we did that.
But, yes, but yo, here's another day where we can acknowledge that, yo, we did some fucked up shit.
I know we've discovered India and we still call you Indians, but yo, my bad.
It's again, it's when you start to peel back these layers, man, this society is crazy. But the holiday is coming up. I don't like to say Thanksgiving. The holiday is coming up.
Okay.
Just another excuse for people not to go to work and spend time with their family. Look at what we need to spend time with our family.
We need to celebrate a genocide.
Yeah, we got to celebrate.
Erasing an entire group of people.
I'm telling you, the society is crazy, man. But either way, it's time with the family coming up. It's interesting for me now around the holidays because I'm vegan. So now my mom has to call me like 2 weeks before. Like, okay, so what is it that you need?
I probably wouldn't even invite you to keep it a buck.
You can. It's all sides. Like, veggies. Just have some veggies for me. Have some veggies and some rice and, you know, things like that. I'm cool.
I mean, see, you're also this guy, so this example could be weird. When everyone's smoking and drinking and doing whatever, like, at a party, and then there's, like, that one person in the corner that's just dead sober and, like, they're just fucking up the vibes. Or like, if everyone's tripping on mushrooms and it's one person that's not, and it's like, yo, you're really fucking up the energy over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel you would be at a Thanksgiving table.
Nah, I mean, my plate would look a lot different from everybody else's.
Think you better than us?
Yeah, no, not at all. My plate would look different, but
it won't be Instagram.
I'm gonna get my vegan shit off just for you. I'm gonna tag you in every vegan plate I post this holiday. I don't want to say Thanksgiving. This holiday. But yeah, it's we need to normalize being vegan, man. Cause I feel like I'm outcasted a lot. Like when I go out with my friends now.
Yeah. Well deserved.
They're like, oh, he doesn't eat that. I'm like, why do you have to yell at them? like, why y'all gotta yell at? Like, okay. Yeah. Nah, don't eat that.
But it's our get back. Cause you have to fucking remind us every time. It's beating into our brains.
I don't have to remind. I don't remind anybody. Like I show up, and if there's nothing there that I can't eat, I just don't eat.
We were talking about doing like our team Christmas dinner and planning that. And we're going through list of restaurants, and every time we landed on one, it was like, yo, Maul, can't do Carbone.
It's no vegan options. Nope. I can do Carbone. It would just be all veggies.
I was at Barbuda this past week looking at the menu because they got this nice little table like by the kitchen set up. And I was like, oh, this would be ill.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the menu. I was like, all right, I guess he could have the kale salad. But I don't know how they make the dressing.
Nah, listen, man. All you got to do is make sure they got veggies. As long as it's veggies, I'm good.
Well, luckily, you don't have to deal with what a lot of us whites have to deal with come holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us whites have some relatives with some opinions.
Absolutely. Us too. Don't worry about it.
And when the wild turkey gets going, they want to express them.
That's how it always happens, though. Listen, I keep telling you, man, we more alike than we think, man.
Mm.
I promise you, y'all, it's the same thing with my family. Like, once that alcohol get to going, the secrets start coming out.
But I feel like everyone from the tri-state that's white has probably an uncle or aunt or whatever that either lives upstate or maybe Midwest, and they come out and like you feeling real democratic at dinner.
Yeah.
And then someone has to get their point they read off of Facebook this morning.
Then
it becomes a fucking argument.
Listen, bro, I have uncles that still argue over $100 from 1978.
But those are funny arguments.
Yeah, but it's like, fam, y'all gotta put that there. He owe me 100. I'm like, fam, it's 2021. Like, relax.
When I'm going for my second plate, I really don't want to overhear lock her up. Yeah. Like, I just don't need that. Am I like, dog, can we just watch the Cowboys and the Lions, whoever the fuck is every single year? I don't care.
Yeah, man.
No, I didn't vote. I'm part of the problem. Leave me alone. Even if I voted, I'm not talking to you.
I wanna bring up politics this year at dinner, though.
Just to rile shit up.
Oh, but you know why? Only because I feel like I tell people all the time. I think one of the best things that happened during the Trump presidency was more people started to pay attention to politics than before. I think more people started to like, you know, really pay attention to what's going on. They started to get involved, and however they got the information, social media, wherever they got it from, I think more people started to pay attention to the presidency. So it's just interesting to hear like people's opinions now because more people are reading and they're trying to figure out what is the president doing versus what they're not doing and what's going on. And so it's just fun now. It's like, I don't care who you voted for. That's not the topic of discussion. It's more so like, what do you think is going on right now? Like, are you happy with the way this presidency is going? Mm-hmm. What do you think could change? What did the president say he was going to do that he hasn't done? Things like that. It's just funny to hear people talk about shit like that.
I just, sometimes I feel you, but I also kind of think the other way of maybe some people shouldn't pay attention to politics. Maybe this ain't your lane.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe construction is more your lane.
Yeah. Some people in politics shouldn't pay attention to politics. Like, let's just be honest. Like, it's like, what do you do again, sir? Why are you here?
Like, at my fucking grandmother's repast, one of my uncles was debating gender pronouns to us, and no one brought it up. Like, mm-hmm. we're just at a repast. He mm-hmm. just wants to talk about how can't believe I have to use these pronouns. Like, dog, you don't. No one said a word.
Yeah. But again, that's just because
we're in a home. There's just one bathroom.
But I like older relatives, like you said, they're still on these. Like, my mom sends me things and I'm like, my, first of all, this is from 6 years ago. And this is not true. This is not happening. This was, they found that this was false. It's like they see shit and they go with it. And it's like, ma, that's not real. That they already found out that was fake. That's not happening.
Because they come from that era where whatever was said on the news or whatever is fact.
Exactly.
And then they sign up for Facebook not realizing anyone can post anything. And it's like,
exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. That happens.
Collusion in Russia?
Exactly. That happens once a week. I promise you.
Biden's son did what with his laptop?
Yeah. It's just like, that's not, it didn't happen. That's old, first of all. That's 4 years ago. But it's just fun to listen to family, be around family, and even if they don't know what the hell they're talking about, it's just a great time.
Outside of politics, there will be the, when are you going to settle down and give us some kids
question. Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
You're getting into that age where, do they just,
no, it ain't getting into, I'm here. I'm full-fledged here. Yeah, man, it's just, I don't know. Can we normalize not having children?
I mean, I guess.
Why we can't normalize that?
I think traffic is bad as it is already.
Exactly.
Less kids coming into the earth.
Yeah, and
I'm fine with.
See, because for me, if I had a bunch of kids, right? Like, say I had just a bunch of kids running around. Mm. My family would look at me like, here he go. He keep pumping them out. But the fact that I don't have any, it's still like,
can't win.
Yeah, it's like, yo, all right, fam. Like, I just can't win with y'all. But again, man, the thing with kids with me is, you know, if I wanted kids, I could have kids. Mm. But I want a family.
You saying your dick work is what you're saying?
Oh, it works.
Okay.
I check it every morning. It works. But it's just, you
any
know.
Any scares lately? Are they still swimming?
No, absolutely. Okay. They're still swimming. But yeah, it's just, I don't want just kids. I don't want to just have a baby mom. Like, I want a family. I want to wake up.
It looks fun.
It looks like a fun time. That's just, like, having a family looks dope, but it's hard, man. It's not easy.
Well, you have less pressure. Your sister has a child.
Mm-hmm. But I'm the only one out of my sisters and brothers that doesn't have a kid. Mm. Like, I'm literally the only one.
I am an only child. Mm-hmm. And I have been getting that question since I was 16. Like, my mom wanted me to be on 16 and pregnant. Like, yo, when are the grandkids coming? I'm like, Ma, I just learned how to use this thing.
I haven't mastered it yet, but I'll let you know when I get there. Yeah, man. Yeah, you are the only GS, so that conversation
it's rough.
Oh, yeah. I don't wish that on anybody. I already know.
No, and
but you
changed.
Have a dog.
I so know. That's no, oh, no. Like, Basie now has become, my mother really treats Basie like.
They all do.
Like an actual
They
human.
All do. They all moms treat their kids, dog, like it's their grandchildren.
Which terrifies me when I actually do have kids, because I don't think my mom is going to let me raise my children. I think she's going to kidnap my kids.
Yeah.
The way she treats Basie and the way she's been pressuring me, I think she just wants to have, like, more kids.
Well, that's the grandparents' role, is to essentially become parents again.
Drop your kids off while you want to go do fuck shit.
They're not doing nothing else. They home watching what? What are they watching now? I don't know what the parents watch now.
Facebook.
Okay.
CNN, home watching Facebook. Fox News.
Watch the grandkids while we go out and make some more grandkids. That's all we're trying to do. Go out and fornicate.
Yeah, I wonder how many kids came because you was able to drop your kid off.
Oh, millions. Millions. That's
look
how
at
old,
the cycle.
That's how old the second kids come.
Yeah. Well, and all my cousins, for the most part, have kids, but they're older, so my mom's already been past the great aunt thing with them. But yeah, pressure's on. This Thanksgiving might get weird.
The pressure's on for me, though. I speak like it's not, but it is. Like, a lot of my nieces and nephews have kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that. Like, yeah. Where it's like, a lot of my nieces and nephews have kids, and it's like, they looking at me like, yo, Unc, what's up? What you doing? I'm like, nah, Neff, I'm out here running around.
I'm still free. You got grays and you
I'm still free, man. I'm still out here running around. I can come and go as I please, man. That's the beauty of it, I think, though, for me, is the fact that I don't have a bunch of baby moms running around. Like, I don't.
Who knows? Your kid could do Ancestry.com in 15 years and find you?
Nah. A woman would have definitely told me by now, like, yo, you know this is your kid.
I mean, what about that time in Virginia?
What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to fish. Trying to find.
I say, yeah, you got me looking at you like, wait, first of all, when have we ever been to Virginia
together?
I've
been to Virginia.
Never been to Virginia. That's why I'm like, wait, what? Nah, never that. Nah, I don't have no kids, thankfully, but hopefully soon.
I mean, just don't pull out. It's easy.
See, you see the white boys, y'all give advice. Sorry, right. Y'all are just crazy with y'all advice.
That's how you have a child.
Yeah, but you can't say don't pull out. Like, what if I'm in somebody that I should pull out of?
I mean,
are you saying don't have sex? No, see, now you want me to roll. This isn't Vegas, Rory. This is my life.
Look at all the amazing athletes that have came because fathers rolled the dice and nutted inside somebody.
Name one athlete that we got with rolled the dice.
LeBron. I was going to say, yeah, LeBron.
We hear about the story all the time.
All right, so let's talk about it. What story are you talking about? Like, how do you know LeBron's dad rolled the dice? How do you know that wasn't a conversation?
Because he boogied.
We ain't seen him since.
He rolled the dice and got out of that game immediately.
He lost.
Oh, he definitely lost.
He threw away a Mega Millions ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, nah, he's definitely the biggest idiot ever walking away from that child.
And like the way Bron looks, I'm sure his father looks like him. So I'm sure his dad walking around Ohio and everyone's like, that's got to be LeBron's dad. There's no way this 6'9" dude like Bron isn't his father.
I can promise you his biological dad is not walking around Ohio.
Where do you think he is?
He's somewhere trying to kill himself. Somewhere slitting his wrist. If your son is LeBron James and you walked out of his life?
And you know what's crazy?
My God.
It would have been like early too. A lot of people make
walking out of any child's life is crazy. We don't want to say that. But when your child turns out to be LeBron James, you gotta be trying to kill yourself every day.
But it was early too. So many people make it like in their 20s and 30s, and then the parents are like, damn, fuck. Bron was the prodigy at 13.
Yeah, 14.
Like, he boogied it a few years later. Like, was like, fuck.
Yeah. Like 14, your son was already the best player in the country at the age of probably 12, 13 years old. And you was somewhere sitting around like trying to get back in. It was like, nah. We not doing that. You see where he's headed and you trying to get back in? Nah, we not doing that.
And he's like publicly unforgiving.
Oh yeah, no. Let it be known.
Yeah, he's not like hey, listen, I can help where I can, but that relationship gotta mend some other time. You just, fuck him.
Yeah, and I'm not mad.
Oh, I'm not mad at him.
Not mad at him at all. That's how it should be. Fuck him.
So yeah, maybe if you nut in a woman that you probably wouldn't want to be with and then you boogie, maybe you will have like some prodigy kid that...
I don't want to end up like LeBron's dad.
With your genes, he could be the greatest rapper of all time. Who knows?
Yeah, but I don't want to end up like LeBron's dad. I want to be there.
Is there a really good rapper from a two-parent home?
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
I don't want to hear their raps.
Well, not. You got to hear broken...
I don't want to hear about stability.
Broken home raps?
Hell no.
Broken home raps is different, though. Like, it's a different struggle that is in your bars when you come from a broken home, for sure.
Oh, and you could hear it. We know the rappers that, like... Dog.
And we so
you had,
sick.
You had a really good childhood. Like, yeah, you gotta relax a little bit.
And we so like perfect example, 8 Mile. When he found out that Rabbit went to when he found out that Papa Doc found out that he went to a private school and all of that.
Oh yeah.
It was like, why is that a shot?
By the way,
his parents cared.
Like, I do know some killers that went to private school. But
I was gonna say, like, it's like people look at me like because we wore a uniform at my school, so they think it was like private and privileged. I'm like, fam, it was killers in my school. It's dudes right now that I was in school with that are like locked up.
Go tell the kids at Cardinal Hayes they privileged.
This is what I'm saying. So I never understood why that was a shot. I'm like, the parents care, try to put their kids in the best position to receive a good education.
Yeah.
Why is that a shot at the kid? Like,
but also, you can't say that and then say you got it out the mud.
I never say that.
Like, I'm not saying you say that.
No.
I'm saying rappers.
I don't agree with that, though.
I want to see some of these rappers mud.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the mud ain't mud.
It's not that muddy, bro.
It's not muddy. But I don't like when rappers do that only because I feel like it's kind of disrespectful to their parents.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like saying that you came from nothing and like I understood, certain situations be fucked up but I just never like to I don't like when rappers say that, because my thing is always, you know, my mom had two jobs. Mm. And I could easily say, you know, we struggled. I didn't feel like I struggled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever remember a time where I didn't eat at night. Mm. I don't never remember a time where I didn't have clothes and shit like that. So, but I know now as an adult, my mom bust her ass. Mm-hmm. So I can never sit nowhere and say I came from nothing or I got it out the, no, I don't. And I'm pretty sure, you know, other people too, their parents worked hard and maybe they couldn't have those one pair of sneakers and now they feel like they came from the mud. Yeah. Like, what's the mud? Like, something happened to you where it was like all the other kids got to go on a field trip and then you couldn't go because your mom couldn't pay the little fee or whatever. And now you feel like, yo, I came from nothing. Like, fam, and that's not coming from nothing.
A kid, at least from my era and your era, having multiple sneakers as a kid was not a thing. Like
no.
That.
And
I was not poor.
Right.
I have multiple sneakers.
Absolutely.
Like, it just, you had a pair or two.
Absolutely.
And they had to last for the school year.
Exactly. Your mom made sure, yo, these are your play sneakers. Yeah. And these are your, you know, mm-hmm. when you're going out sneakers. Like, that's all. But like, say, when rap's like, I came from the mud. And then you see that mom, like, his mom was a doctor. Now, like, where? What mud did you come from? Your mom was a doctor. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
yo, God rest his dad with Big. Listen to Ready to Die before, like, watching interviews and shit about Valletta Wallace, like, what a sweet woman.
Come on, fam.
What an amazing supportive yeah, mother.
Like, wait, we gotta start, like, just, let's just start, rappers, let's start keeping it real. A lot of us come from families and households where parents are doing okay, got some money, not a lot, but you know, food is on the table every night, you got clothes on your back, things like that. And you just grow up into a teenager and you start hanging around with a different crew and you fall into trying to hustle and sell. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to do that.
No.
Like, let's not make it, like, rappers got to start putting things in perspective. You didn't have to do that. You chose to do that.
I sold weed in high school because I wanted to.
Exactly. But that's what
my
most
mother
kids.
Was going to have dinner on the table.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you wasn't selling crack to feed your family. Like, at 15, stop, man. Cut it out. Like, that shit is not happening.
And I got to check the age on some of these rappers that are rapping about crack.
Yeah.
Crack wasn't even really a thing.
Past 98...
Like, you really wasn't getting
you
it
wasn't
with crack.
Crack. Yeah, no, nah, I don't want to hear that. Crack talk after 98, I don't want to hear that shit. You wasn't chefing crack.
There was like one or two people that was still smoking crack in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, it might be one or two people now to this day that's still smoking. But as far as saying we was all hustling crack, no, you was not. That wasn't even the thing. It was weed. Now it's pills. It's lean and all this other shit. Crack is definitely out of there.
What's like the, who's like the fentanyl Jeezy? Who's getting the fentanyl for 17.5?
Bro, I don't know.
And I don't want to joke about it.
I don't know, but that right there is not something for people to be playing with.
Oh, God,
that shit, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. And I hope that none of these rappers are stupid enough to really be touching that shit.
I mean,
because a lot of these rappers now, you know, they like to still be doing this dumb shit after they get a deal. See, before it was different. Like, a lot of the, you know, artists, they had to hustle or whatever before they got a deal. But once they got the deal, that shit was over with. A lot of these young dudes now, when they talking about drilling and spending, they are actively doing this. It's like, fam, you have a company has invested millions into your stardom, mm-hmm. and you're still out here spinning the block, running down on ops and all this other stupid shit. I mean, listen, man, calling me getting old, I just don't understand. I thought after you got the deal, that's when all of that shit stopped.
I mean, a lot of them are doing it after the deal for real. Like, they didn't do it before. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of those Chicago rappers, you know, like, that was in their DNA before.
Yeah.
They just
unfortunately,
happen, I know, very mm-hmm. unfortunate. They just happen to be rhyming words.
Right.
But with a lot of that culture that everyone has taken from Chicago musically and slang and words, mm-hmm. and I see the whole rest of the country doing that shit at like, no, dog, you got the deal.
Mm-hmm.
People do that to get to the deal. Mm-hmm. Don't do it after you get the deal.
Right. Yeah, I never understood it. I'm like, I understand living your raps and wanting to, but it's like after the deal, bro, that's just not smart. That's just not a smart. It's like, bro, you have a deal. A company has invested in you and saying, hey, we believe in you. We're giving you this opportunity. You don't then take that opportunity and decide, yo, I'm going to run around with a gun every day. And if I see an op, I'm running down. Like, it's like, what? First, and we got to get into who's really your op? Like, it's a lot of things in that we just say shit and we just run with shit. And it's like, all right, who is really your op?
In so many cases, men in the op thing, is like the girl version of all these bitches hating on me. And
yeah.
and a girl has not said a word yet. Like, I have
like
all these
nobody
haters.
Nobody said nothing. Nobody's hating. Nobody even really knows you.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking? It's just like we perpetuate a lot of bullshit in our culture that we need to really have honest and open discussions about. Because it's like when I see these young, yeah, the ops. Why is that your op?
You should do a op-ed on ops.
I should. An opumentary. hey, Cole, let's set it up. Yeah, I want to do an opumentary.
And
I
want to
actively start finding these rappers and say, okay, who's your ops?
Let's discuss this.
Let's discuss why y'all are ops. Because I'm pretty sure it's a simple conversation. And you really find out y'all really do fuck with each other. Y'all like each other.
Or I want to find your op and ask him if he knows you exist.
Yeah. Or does he know that he's your op? Because he could be like, no, I don't even know who that is. Like, it's like we got to really start having these conversations because I promise you, we perpetuate a lot of bullshit that is not real in our culture. Mm-hmm. I promise you we do.
So, man, sounds trendy on the internet.
Set it up, Carl. Oppumentary coming soon. It's coming soon. It's going to be a 3-part series, too.
Why three?
By more.
Yeah, because it's a lot of shit. We got to get to a lot of shit, Rory. It's a lot of shit we got to uncover.
Where are we starting this oppumentary?
Flatbush.
No, I want to start in the Bronx, where I'm from.
I mean, there's probably some ops in the Bronx, though.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of dudes be saying they got ops and they don't.
For sure.
So it's like, I just want to stand outside with them and walk around. I'm like, where they at?
You're going to be the op.
No, I'm not. Listen, I got the camera. Carl got the camera. I got the mic. I just want to know where the ops. Where are they?
I just want to know how it's going to go over in the Bronx of Carl with a camera and Maul asking, yo, where's your op?
You might need some security for that.
Nah, listen, man, I know where to go and what time to get out of there. Let me tell you that. One thing about the Bronx, I know where to go and what time to get out. That's how you move in the hood. Where you going and what time you leaving?
Go on.
No.
I need to know these things.
I'm just telling you, I know how to move in the Bronx. Certain areas, we're just not going to go. We're just going to take their word for it. There's ops over there.
Because unfortunately, the friend of the op is usually the one that gets the brunt of the bullshit. So I just want to, I have to be prepared as your co-host.
Listen, what we're trying to do is we're trying to actively bring peace into the community through finding that you gentlemen really don't have an issue with each other.
Because I am tired of walking outside and having, from our old show, people coming up to me. When I didn't say a word, someone else on the show said a word, and I got to explain it with you and your money bags with them.
Look at the type of shit I bring in. Rory's like, I'll leave money bags on the picture, and now people are approaching you about it.
Okay. No. Let's actually have a real conversation. I think we could talk about this.
We could talk about anything, Rory. This is our platform.
I had a gentleman run down on me at a Donda show because of Maul.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I'll put it this way. If you catch
Is that an op?
If you catch the pun, I was very stressed out. I really know how it feels to be stressed out.
Listen.
When you're face to face with your adversity.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's not an op of mine though. I have no problem with that gentleman.
Let's start with the bullshit. It was consequence.
Okay.
We had said on our reply video, you had brought up the situation that had happened.
Which I apologize for, because I really shouldn't have said his name in that video. And I apologize to him. I DM'd him about that. You know, I was just going off and it was emotions were high. But I apologize for even saying his name. But he took that and took it another way. And it was like, bro, I don't have an issue with you. I apologize for even saying your name. Mm. And it was like, at that time, you popped on who I thought was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I was just defending my friend. Like, that's all.
He had a problem with that. I think just bringing it up again, like, yeah,
and I'll say it again. I apologize. I should have never said his name during that whole thing, and that was corny of me, and that was stupid of me, and I, you know, it happens.
You know what I love about consequence? Because you had told me that you guys had squashed it via.
I squashed it. I thought it was squashed until you told me he.
So I watched. I watched the fucking Donda show, and I feel him come up to me, and it was loud. So I was like trying to hear what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought you and Maul squashed that shit. And this is why I love cons. He said, yeah, but we ain't squash it.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what are we talking about, man? It's squash. Like, it's no issue. We have no issue with cons. Man. Shout out to cons. All love.
Queens. Love, man, consequence. We had a conversation. It was just funny. When he said that, I had to, like, laugh.
But see, if I was a rapper.
It was very Lyndon.
Yeah. It might have turned into, that's my op. See how fast that goes? It's like, it's really not my op. Like, I have no problems with this gentleman. Like, it was stupid shit in the past, and that's over with.
And then when he brought the situation up, I was like, fam, I was in, like, high school when that happened.
Right, you was nowhere around. see, now that I think about it, just thinking about you in that situation, trying to even talk about that is hilarious to me, because it's like, you were nowhere to be found. you were super young when that happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, as a man now, you're sitting here having to have this talk about this shit.
And,
yeah, man.
And on top of that, I'll name drop. Where we were standing in our little thing, Kanye West is right there performing.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle and Jay Electronica are right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the least most important person in there? Then there's Rory sitting there.
Yeah.
And then Consequence comes to talk to me about a podcast. I'm like, dog, I'm in the presence of Dave Chappelle right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with my brother Jay Electronica.
And I have no idea what's
and I'm
going
watching
on.
This beautiful fucking show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my. Only in our culture, man. I promise you, this shit is so crazy, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing in the past. It's all love. Shout out to all parties involved.
Listen, shout out to Kyle. It was a fun.
Shout out to Jay Elect. Shout out to everybody, man. Fuck it.
Jay Elect look over like, what? Do you know Kyle? I was like, I've never met him in my life.
It's the most random thing. It's like, what is happening? Like, and that's why, I was stupid for that. I should have never said that, but it's okay. I apologize for having to put you in that situation, Rory. I didn't want that for you in your life, man. I'm sorry.
It was one of the most interesting nights.
No, you...
entire night. No, that was just one of the small things.
You called me and we laughed about it. I couldn't believe what you were telling. I was like, what is happening right now in Atlanta, man? But, oh, man.
That's our new change subject. So,
please don't play that again.
Like when we get out of a topic to get to the next one, we'll just... Like a new topic just flew in.
That sounds
like the news.
That sounds like, bro, that sounds like the Power Rangers when they had to, like, when it was morphing time.
Like, if we go from Consequence story into Different Strokes live.
Can we talk about that?
It's
is
back.
That really happening?
Different Strokes is back. Facts of Life is back. Reenactments. Kevin Hart is playing Gary Coleman, or Arnold, rather.
Kevin Hart, I love you. You were very supportive publicly.
He was, yes.
For Rory and myself. Love you forever for that. Genius at what you do. One of the greatest comedians, one of the greatest comedic actors probably ever. And a really good actor, because I see that Kev is starting to do more serious roles too. He's trying to stray away from just comedic actor. But,
I like the one with Bryan Cranston. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
But go ahead, shit on.
I don't know about this one.
This doesn't feel real. It feels like a bad SNL sketch they would like try to, let's do a reboot, and it would be a parody. I think Damon Wayans is playing Willis.
What's happening? What is, all right. These are grown men.
So was Gary Coleman.
No.
Rest in peace.
But like, it's aesthetic. It's just not. We don't need who. Nobody. We don't need this.
Kevin Hart doesn't look like a child. Gary Coleman looks like a child.
This is what I'm. But we don't need. No. Who asks for Different Strokes? Is it live?
Like in front of a live studio audience, I believe.
Yeah. So they're shooting this for TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll reenact the episode where Arnold almost gets touched by the neighborhood molester?
I would love to see Kevin Hart play that role, like in that moment. But we didn't ask for this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even understand why they would give. Who put the budget behind this?
ABC, apparently. Who's playing Philip Drummond? And what was Shorty's name? The sister.
I don't even remember.
Is the entire cast of Different Strokes passed away?
No. No. Mm-mm.
Who's still alive?
Oh wow.
Willis died young. I know the girl died young. I wish we had their names. Apologies for this, but yeah, I feel like the whole cast has passed away. Which is also weird that you would kind of just make what seems to be a parody of such a great show.
I just don't know who this is. Not something that I think we need. I know we didn't ask for it. I didn't see like the public really saying, "Yo, we need Different Strokes." So I just don't understand. And look, it may turn out to be great. You know what I mean? Like, Kevin Hart knows more about Hollywood than I know. Like, and he, you know what I mean? You said Damon Wayans is in it as well?
I believe
he knows more about Hollywood than we do. Listen, they may make some great shit, man, but I just don't, just like looking at it, like, and reading the names and Different Strokes, we didn't ask for them.
I like the cast if they just did something else.
Oh no, 1,000. Damon Wayans and Kevin Hart in a movie together.
I'm cool. I would love it.
I support that. But Different Strokes.
I gotta see his what you talking about, Willis.
Yeah, it's just not. So, wait. Okay. Are they supposed to be adults now? Is that the spin on this Different Strokes? Like,
oh, maybe that could be it.
Okay.
They're now adults. But Kevin Hart, well, yeah, I guess Gary Coleman wasn't a little, he was a little kid. So, yeah, I guess that could work. What do you think Willis turned out to be in the show?
My guess would be maybe like a lawyer.
Willis was lawyerish.
Yeah. Maybe like a lawyer.
And he went back to Harlem to clean up the hood.
Yeah. He has
his practice. I can see that terrible storyline.
He has his practice in Harlem trying to teach people about the laws of the communities and I can see that.
Mr. Drummond still won't go up there.
No. Yeah, I mean, if they're trying to spin it like that now that they're grown men and all of that, then okay. But it's still weird.
It would be very funny if they did it in modern time with like gentrification and like they took Willis and Arnold from the projects and they actually just went across the street to the new skyline building that's in Harlem.
Yeah, if they play with it like that, then you know, it may be interesting. I'm open to being wrong. Like I said, these gentlemen know more about Hollywood obviously than we do. And more about acting than we do. So I mean maybe they got some great writers. Maybe Damon Wayans and Kevin Hart, it's hard for them not to be funny. So I mean, you know, I just don't, it's just Different Strokes and thinking about what Different Strokes is and was and trying to see it now and then attaching Damon Wayans and Kevin Hart. It's just kind of weird. Like, yeah. I can't see it. But again, I could be wrong and this could turn out to be one of the funniest shows on television.
I mean, Facts of Life as well. Carl, does it say who's in the Facts of Life? Did they give that roster?
Yeah, it says
Adam Sandler.
No.
Why you throw Adam out there like that?
Kevin James and David Spade.
It says John Lithgow will be Mr. Drummond.
Well, that's for Different Strokes.
Yeah, for Different. Let me see Facts of Life.
Oh well, this is going to be interesting, and I think it airs December 7th. That's so they had to shoot the shit.
Ain't no, those are some big names.
Hell yeah,
John Lithgow, Damon Wayans, Kevin Hart. Like,
I don't know, man. I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, this is going to be funny. Damon Wayans and Kevin Hart. It's going to be funny, but just looking at it right now, just trying to picture it, I can't see it. It's just a little weird, but I'm open to checking out a couple episodes, and then I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, we'll keep you guys locked on the Different Strokes.
But right now,
reboot.
It just sounds a little weird.
I'm with you.
It feels a little weird.
Music.
Rory, what is that?
I'm making it a thing.
Okay, my bad.
It's our thing now.
I'm going to support you in this little sound effect.
And like Carl's going to put cool like imagery of
like beams, like, okay.
Of like the topics lasers. Just falling from the sky.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
awesome. Listen,
like shit.
Man, I'm down to see it.
Yeah.
If it looks crazy, we'll cut it out for the next episode.
Breaking. Adele put out an album. See, we're getting like real professional.
Okay,
shit.
Got you.
We don't want to do the casual shit anymore.
How do you feel? Did it draw any emotions? Did it make you feel like any different towards Rich Paul? Do you hate him now that he made Adele? Rich made Adele happy. Is the music suffering now? Is the art suffering because Adele's happy?
No, it was a good balance. There was definitely some sad girl anthems on there.
Okay,
she didn't go full blown happy. I did get in the proper listen to Adele mode, which I'm going to be vulnerable with you. I did set up some candles and I did have a soak. I did get in the tub. Put some Epsom salt in there, Dr. Teals, Rory. Some bubbles.
First of all, don't ever look at me and say you took a soak.
I had a soak.
I can't let you go out like this.
I had a soak.
Who are you becoming, man?
I'm old, man. My knees hurt. I have a broken rib. Like, I needed soaks sometimes. Right. And when I was setting up for the soak,
oh man,
I was like, oh, Adele put out an album. What a perfect type of album to just like lay back in the bathtub. You know, when you go all the way to like just where your chin is, when you really start feeling the music.
Yeah, no, I got you. I want to talk more about this. You're preparing. We're gonna get to the Adele album. I promise you, because I love Adele. But let's get more to the. How do you set up your soak? Like, what are you doing? Like, walk me through this. Not that I want to think about you soaking, because I don't. But
I understand.
Just walk me through it, just so I can see.
Picture
where,
as if I had a bathing suit on.
Okay. I don't want to picture that either. I don't want to picture that either, but all right, you my guy. I'm secure on my own skin. Good.
You stop by your local winery.
Okay.
get yourself some twist off Chardonnay though. You can't.
Yes.
That cheaper wine brings out shittier emotions because there's like more sugar in there.
Yeah.
So it really rises your emotion level.
Okay.
Don't get the expensive Chardonnay. Okay. Has to be twist off.
So cheap Chardonnay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Got it.
Wait. Check when sunset is happening.
Okay.
If you want to time it in that capacity, I don't know if your bathroom has a view of the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
But option B is to do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
You find the right lighting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means maybe you just turn on one closet light all the way down the hall.
Yeah.
Just so you have some
or
type
candles.
Of...
Yeah.
Can
you listen, man, if we're going to go there, let's go there, Rory. Candles.
Always set the bath a little bit hotter than you can handle because water does cool off eventually. Cool, and you want to soak. You want to be in there for a while. Yeah, we're in here for a whole Adele album.
It has to get into the tendons.
For sure.
Okay.
You lay down some Epsom salt, which you can get at Amazon. You can get it at your local store.
Mm-hmm.
Line it just so it covers the bottom a bit.
Okay.
Start running the water. Don't throw the bubbles in right away. You got to let it go. Get to like a quarter just so that Epsom salt can really get into the water.
Soap
when we're coming.
Got you.
And then you need to, I'd say probably use about half of the bubble bath.
Okay.
Because bubbles do deteriorate as well.
So you want to use half a bottle of bubble bath.
And a full bottle of Chardonnay.
On one soak, half a bottle.
Absolutely.
Wealth. Go ahead.
Yes. So you want to make sure you have a rag next to the bathtub, not just for tears, but also because you want to be able to control the music while you're taking a soak.
Okay. So you got to wipe your hands off when your hands get wet.
Maybe go through some old text messages. Maybe if you have a shared folder with your ex-girlfriend, you want to run through some of those photos.
Yeah.
If you're really wealthy and you have a projector, top of the wall, run through your entire photo album.
Okay. Got you. I see where you're going with it. Okay. So you're setting the mood. So this sounds like you were making Irish stew. Can we call this Irish stew?
For sure.
Yeah, this sounds like an Irish stew. You prepped the hot water. You got it to a boiling temperature. What you did with the Epsom salt, you added some seasoning.
Absolutely. It was
added some seasoning.
It was like shepherd's pie.
Yeah, I see where you're going with. Okay, so you made Irish stew. So now when you're soaking and you're on your phone, do you, let's say, think about an old flame and maybe send her a picture of your feet in the water and say, hey, life is great. Like, how do you get back into it?
I mean, you gotta put the old flame.
Yeah.
Just her and your close friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Just her and your close friends.
Hey, and I'm in your close friends. Let me tell you right now, if I see you soaking in the tub and your close friends, I'm screenshotting that shit and I'm putting it out like, yo, look what this nasty man is doing to close friends.
Side note, I posted last night a picture of Baisley sleeping. And Reason is in my close friend. Friend of the show.
Yeah.
My guy, Reason.
Yeah. He cursed you out?
He DM'd me a very valid question.
It probably was something I wanted to ask you.
Bro, why does Baisley sleeping got to be in your close friends? Why the world can't see this?
Yo, I saw that and I was like, I said, my God, I don't think he got the close friend shit down pat yet. Because it'd be shit of your close friends barely chasing a toy. I'm like, Baisley, why is Baisley chasing a toy? I'm like, Rory, the world can see your dog chasing a toy.
Okay, but there's hoes in my close friends. It's very calculated.
Okay.
So you want they may feel see? Like, they don't know that there's 85 people in my close friends.
Yeah, they don't know. They have no idea.
To them, I could just be only
us.
Five.
Yeah,
it's like you and my mom.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very calculated post.
Okay.
As you see, there is Baisley content
yes.
for the world to see. That's like my OnlyFans for Baisley.
Gotcha.
Like you gotta be in the close friends to really get
to see her in those vulnerable positions.
Or me
sleeping.
In the bath.
Yeah. God, please no. Don't ever post that. But okay, I got you. So you made the Irish stew, you soaked, you had a great time. You had a Adele playing.
I put one person into my close friends.
Okay.
Made it look like, you know,
it was an intimate thing.
Life is really beautiful.
Absolutely, got you.
Angled the camera, because who knows, there could be another person in the tub.
Right.
Maybe you just don't see it.
Right.
You gotta leave some thought.
Okay.
For them thinking, maybe did he replace me?
Yes. Try to get him jealous a little bit.
Mm.
Okay. I got you. So you had Adele playing.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you think? Like did the fact that you were taking a soak, did you hear the music differently? Were you able to receive the melodies and the harmonies a little differently?
I did. I think I felt like the album was written in a bathtub.
Okay.
She wrote that while she was soaking and reflecting.
Possibly, yes. I could see that.
Probably
Rich, no, I can't see that, Rich. I'm sorry. Rich, my guy, no, I can't see Adele soaking in the tub. Go ahead, Rory.
I think maybe Rich at some point did the close friends move when maybe they were having a fight, and Adele saw it, and that kind of inspired at least three or four of these records.
Okay.
But no, jokes aside, the album is really good. It's very good.
I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet. I've seen all the women posting about it, but I am going to check it out while I'm traveling this week. That's, to me, that's the best time to listen to music while you're traveling, road trip.
Mm.
Like, I think you hear music differently. You receive it differently. It's not too much going on that's distracting you. So, yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Well, you sicker than me then.
What, traveling, listening to music? You think that's sicker than listening to Irish stew?
Listening to Adele in the bathtub makes way more sense than saying, hey, bros, let's go on a road trip and throw on the Adele album.
Whoa, I didn't say it was going to be bros. I didn't say it was going to be. It's going to be me.
You're
by myself.
You'll be crying on 95?
Traveling to see family, yeah. Like, sometimes you got to cry while you're driving down the turnpike.
That's dangerous.
No, it's not. You just got to blink 100 times real quick and then, you know, wash the tears away. Open the window. But yeah, that's the best time to listen to music.
Have you ever cried over a woman?
Over what?
Have you ever cried over a woman?
Cried over a woman? Mm-hmm. No. Cried? No.
You're cool.
I don't know. Cried? Like, you've actually cried? Like, tears?
I don't think I've had actually real tears.
Yeah,
no.
I'm about to say, I can't see you doing it.
No.
See, Rory, we're more alike than you want to give us credit for, bro. You be trying to make it seem like my shit is crazy for not getting super emotional about women. You'll get upset. You'll be hurt. But you're not crying. Tears are not streaming down your face.
No, I go into sociopath mode. I get numb and just don't say shit.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
What mode do I go into? I get numb, but I wouldn't say sociopath. I isolate myself because I feel like I don't want that energy to transfer to the wrong person if I, you know, around the wrong people. And it's like, damn, that's not even meant for you.
Yeah.
I'm going through something else, dealing with something else. And now some of that energy hits you. Like, so I isolate myself until that moment has passed. And then I'm back to being social and chilling with the crew.
And that takes what, like an hour for you?
45. You know what I mean? 40-45 minutes. You know, once I discover a new Harlan on Instagram, I'm back.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. New money bags. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to see your heart get crushed, but I do want you to kind of have that experience in a relationship.
Of dealing with, like, what, heartache?
Yeah. It gives you a new perspective on things.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, but I don't even think you have to be in a relationship. Like, I'm weird. I don't even have to be in a relationship to have heartache.
Okay.
Like, if I meet a woman.
You be loving these bitches.
Not loving them, but I like them a lot. Like, I like them almost right there to the
fucking
point of love.
Sucker for love.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really, but it's like, y'all like her, but it's sometimes you find a girl that you like and liking her and then getting to know her, you start to learn things about her that you're like, oh man, why are you? Like, that type of shit hurts me.
Did you see a meme and ran to send it to her and realized she's not your meme friend anymore?
No,
that sucks when you can't, like, when y'all are fighting or about to break up or broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a stash of memes that you saw all day that you was ready to get the clip off. You're like, damn, I can't even send you this TikTok.
Yeah, that's a real thing because on Instagram, like, once I see that women are, like, in relationships, like, really happy.
You want to follow them?
No. Oh. No, I don't go that far.
I do.
But I make sure that I don't post any, I don't drop any money bags under their pics no more.
Oh, how noble of you.
Yeah, because I've had recent situations where the guys have told me they feel a way about that.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, damn, I didn't know that was disrespectful. Like,
no, you're very honorable.
Yeah, I didn't know that was just considered money bags is disrespectful. Like, if it's hard eyes, that's different.
Mm.
But money bags, so it's like, once I see that, it's like, all right, you know, she got a boyfriend now. So it's like, just keep it moving.
Just going to stay out the DMs?
Not the DMs, because I rarely jump in a DM. And it's not even a DM. I respond to stories.
That's a DM. It's a DM. You tried to talk to her.
By responding to a story?
Mm-hmm. Y'all used to talk, or you tried.
Okay, I guess that's where we at in the world with it now. I'm with you.
You give like a LOL? You give a real response?
It's you know what I hate doing? The surveys. I mean, that's when you really feeling somebody. But she be like, short hair or long? You be like, short.
Short.
It's like, I'm corny. Why did I just...
You answer the survey and then go into the DMs to explain your answer a little bit more.
Yeah, like, that's corny, man. I be doing that sometimes. I gotta stop that shit, man.
That's not corny, man.
It is corny.
Why?
You can't like a survey.
Of course you can.
You can't answer a survey, Rory. You cannot answer from a girl that you think is hot.
Yeah.
No, man. Don't.
She's
do
giving me the opportunity. Finally, I get to give her some feedback.
I mean? Nah, you gotta
of how great she
looks. Nah, fuck that. Because I want to. You know what I be wanting to do? I be wanting to find out what the common answer is, and then shit on that. Be like, yo, they bugging. They don't know what they're talking about. But there's no way to see that.
I suppose.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, you can't answer surveys. Fellas, don't answer surveys. Don't listen to Rory. You can't do that.
Do you think Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk, is considered street harassment? Could he get that off in 2021?
No. I would say now, no. That's harassment now.
I feel like Chris Brown in the Yo video, that was kind of street harassment too.
That was definitely street harassment.
But it's only... Are we going to have a real conversation here?
He was simping a little bit.
a lot of it.
Tevin, he was a child.
He was 15.
That's why he ain't good.
He was 15. And he didn't even like women.
Quincy was sick.
Tevin was sick.
He was sick.
Yo, you was trying to talk to this girl. You don't even like girls. Tevin Campbell was sick.
He was in the booth like, Quince, something I should let you know.
Yo, Tevin Campbell was sick. Great vocalist. One of the greatest vocalists we've ever had in our culture. But Tevin, you was sick for that, man. You a sick guy, man.
That's hysterical.
That's hilarious, actually. Are we leaving any of that?
Yeah, leave it all.
You sure?
We don't think that you actually think you should harass women to find out if they like you.
No. But it, again, it's only harass, and it's tough, man, because, perfect example. Last night, we was at the show, and a friend of mine's, I'm not going to say a name, but a friend of ours came up to me and was like, oh, Ma, you didn't bring no girl with you. This is the perfect date night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would I bring a girl with me to Teyana Taylor's show?
I mean, because they're all going to want you when you get there.
She was like, what do you mean? I said, look around. It's 2,700 women in here.
Mm. But they are there to see Teyana. They're not there to see Ma.
Cool, that's fine. But it's like, I'm not bringing a woman with me. Like,
well, did you find one that you liked there?
No, and I wasn't going there to find a woman. Like, I'm not saying that either, but it's kind of like, I just thought it was weird, like, to ask me why didn't I bring a woman to a Teyana Taylor show.
Is Bobby Valentino slow down street harassment? He was in the video, was legitimately following a woman down the street saying, slow down.
Yeah, but it's
that
only...
that pretty brown round thing or whatever the fuck he was saying. Like, that's, yo, slow down so I can see your ass, Ma.
Hey, but look, it's only harassment, like I said, if she's not feeling you. And you don't know if she's not feeling you until you harass.
But you got to ease into the, I want to see your round brown ass. You got to ease into that one. Yeah. You can say, hey, maybe slow down. And if she doesn't slow down, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, all jokes aside, like, you definitely shouldn't harass one.
Of course not.
We're totally just joking about that. But that's an interesting thing. And I think we need to have a woman on here to talk about that. Like,
where's the fun in that?
Because it's no, I think we can have a lot of fun with it. Because it's like, yo, how does a guy know if, like, he's at the point and talk or trying to talk to you where you're like, okay, stop talking to me. Unless, like, nowadays some women straight out say it, like, yo, leave me alone.
For sure.
Once a woman says leave me alone, fellas, leave her alone. But if a woman doesn't, you can still kind of be annoying her. But, you know, absolutely, for whatever reason, women have been through things with, you know, corny dudes is, they get disrespectful if the woman is not interested, and they've
been harmed when they reject
that, those are like those are the type of dudes that, you know, I wish we could just press a button and just like get rid of all of those type of clowns. But you really don't know, because again, now how do you even meet a woman? Like, I don't talk. I think I spoke about this before. I don't even approach women on the street. I could see a beautiful woman and I wouldn't even approach her because I feel like, again, she's gorgeous, beautiful, whatever. She's walking. I'm pretty sure hundreds of men have tried to talk to this young lady today.
And she probably is on her way to go do something. I doubt she's just going for a stroll looking for men.
She's busy. She's going to work. She's coming from work. Wherever she's going, she's minding her business, going throughout her day. So it's hard because, you know, you see a woman and you're attracted to her. You're like, damn, like, I would like to get to know this woman. Like, she's attractive. You know, she looks like she has her shit together. She looks nice. She looks like she's walking with a purpose. She's going somewhere or coming from somewhere. You kind of just want to, can we talk for a minute? I just want to know your name. Interested? But yeah, it's tough because, again, you don't know what's considered, you know, too much now as far as conversation. Like, you might be annoying her. You might be, you know, getting on her nerves and shit like that. And you don't ever want to do that. I don't ever want to feel like I'm getting on anybody's nerves.
I guess we got to understand that not every place in the world is meant for you to meet and talk to a woman.
Absolutely.
Like, there's places where you just got to be like, well, this is just not the time or place to try to talk. I just got to let this one go.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I met like a woman publicly and like we actually started like kicking it and like having conversation, it still was through me knowing someone she was with.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we were all kind of just in the same spot and then she ended up knowing somebody that I was with. But that was like the last time. Like, I just don't, you can say hello.
The friend referral, mutual friend thing will definitely help you skip some steps.
Oh, that's the greatest shit in the world. And it's nothing better than hanging out with a girl, or not with a girl, but like hanging out somewhere and it's a girl that you're attracted to that's there, and then the next day your homegirl hits you like, yo, my friend was feeling you. She's want you. That's the greatest shit in the world.
For sure.
That feeling right there is like undefeated, because you're like, damn, I don't even know if I was going to ever see her again. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, she was feeling you the same way you feeling her.
You looked ill because you wasn't thirsty.
That's like, the greatest win. That's the greatest victory in the world right there.
Oh, he's so easy to be around. Yeah.
Until they get to know you.
Oh, yeah. Then you realize, this was just a facade.
Oh, absolutely. That was my representative.
I'm very difficult to
be
around.
Yeah, that was my representative you met that night. Yeah. This is the real me.
Give it a month.
Yeah.
You'll be irritated.
I actually don't like you like that.
I've never seen, I have to know people that do the street harassment catcall shit. I've legitimately never seen it work.
No, like, why is it never worked? It's never worked.
But usually people, when they approach women with the same thing, you know, the fucking definition of insanity is doing the same thing, mm-hmm. expecting different results. I've never seen it work. When has a woman ever responded to a catcall like, oh, hey?
It's never worked. The success rate on that is very low.
I've never even seen like a respectful catcall work. Like, hey, you look very beautiful today. Would you like to talk? I've never seen that work.
That doesn't work either. No. That's what I'm saying. So it's very rare that it works, number one. It's stupid if you do it and then she doesn't want to talk to you and you start cursing out. I've seen that a lot.
That's
I'm just like,
so corny.
Because now she doesn't, it's not interesting, she's a bitch. Like, that's just stupid. But
the arrogance of the smile police is always funny to me too.
Yeah.
If Shorty's not smiling, you think you're going to be the one?
I promise you, you are not the guy that's going to make this young lady smile.
She
like,
didn't walk
shut
out the house
up.
Upset and then saw your face and was like, oh.
Smile, thank God.
The day has changed.
I'm so glad I bumped into you on this corner. Like, you are the reason that I'm going to smile today.
I will say, it happened to me at our live show when we were taking pictures afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, have never told a woman to smile because that's corny.
Yeah.
But I've heard women say how often that happens to them and how it makes them feel. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to smile in pictures. I don't know what to do in pictures. I always look terrible. Mm-hmm. This woman that I was taking a photo with said, can you smile? And I was like, feel good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, who the fuck is you?
Yeah, like, what do you mean, can I smile? Like, I don't want to smile.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's
how I get it. I like women
like that, though. A lot of our women listeners, like, they're like that. Like, because they know so much about us. Or they think they know so much about us. When they finally meet us, it's just like, smile or give me a hug or...
I feel like most of our women listeners definitely have a lot of older brothers. They're that type of girl.
For sure. Or they have guys that they introduce. Because we met a lot of women like that in LA. I met like 4 women where they said they introduced... No, the guy that they were dating introduced them to the show. Mm. Now they're no longer with the guy, but they still watch the show.
I might feel the way if I was that guy.
Why would you?
I'm one of those guys that don't, if I introduce you to a restaurant and we break up, don't you ever go to that restaurant again.
Valid. I'm with you on that.
So, if I introduce you to the podcast, mm-hmm. you can't go to the live show. This is my, when we break up, we have to split the town in half.
Okay.
Rory and Maul's side of town is mine.
Okay.
You can't go there.
I'm with you. If we break up, you can't be liking the same things that I put you onto, and you can't be putting your new dude onto that. No, that's a rule.
Unless she was at the show, just put him and her close friends and posted a photo of the show.
Mm.
I'm trying to think outside of Adele. I know Kay Trinata put out a 3-pack with her, Thundercat, and Makami, which I thought was cool. That's called Intimidated, and I champion anything Kay Trinata, so I was super excited.
Love Kay Trinata. Yeah, I didn't really get into too much new music this weekend. I know that Ross is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think not the 10th or the 4th.
Yeah,
I think. Interested to hear. I spoke to Wale about it when we were in LA. I asked him, you know, how's it sounding, but he said he didn't hear none of the He's not sure what Ross is using on this project.
Okay.
The last time I think he said he sat with Ross and Ross played some music was like 5 months ago, I think he said. So I'm excited to hear this project. I just hope I like the record he got with 21 Savage. I'm not mad at it. I just hope that I'm hoping that Ross doesn't fall into this thing where a lot of my favorite rappers sometimes seem to fall where they stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Ross doesn't fall into that because, you know, how I feel about Ross, one of my favorite rappers ever, one of my favorite artists ever. But I kind of feel like you know, the music might not be growing anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't want Ross to get stuck in that box because I think he's so dope of an MC and a rapper. But either way, I'm going to support it. I love Ross. To me, he hasn't made a whack project yet.
No, I don't think so either.
He's given away some of the greatest mixtapes.
Word.
That we've had, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't talk about that either when it comes to Ross. A lot of the free shit that he's given us. He's given us some projects that I was like, how is he just throwing these records out? Like, it was crazy. Some of the features he had, I was just like, this is, he just giving this away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, yeah, so I just don't want him to fall into that redundant sound.
Well, with Ross, like, we always talk about, like, damn, wish Ross would, like, EP a Nas album or EP this person's, because mm-hmm. we all know he's a great beat picker.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because he is in that formula he's so good at is why he does it. And I think maybe even though he's one of the best beat pickers and really good at EPing albums,
mm-hmm.
maybe he needs someone else to EP it.
Yeah.
So he can get out of, because he's going to stay in that formula and it's going to sound great.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's going to sit in the studio and be like, we're not putting this out, because it's going to sound good, but it's going to probably be similar to
mm-hmm.
what the other albums were. I think someone else needs to sit with Ross and be like, yo, you just focus on rapping.
Right.
Like, I know how you're, EP brain works where you're focusing on beats and features. Mm-hmm. Like, Ross, just go rap.
And it's, you know, it's not a knock, because naturally you're going to have your sound.
Yeah.
And you're going to sound like yourself, but the music can still grow.
Mm.
The content can still grow. You know, and I just hope that with this new project, I hope that Ross is changing his sound, changing his content. Because again, you know, he's one of those artists that can do that, and he has a lot going on in his personal life to where his content can change, and the things that he's telling us and giving us can change. So I'm excited though. You know, it's another Ross project. I didn't think we were gonna get a Ross album this year, so this was dope to find out that this was coming.
It'd be cool if he did like some weird producer collab album, like. The 2 Chainz.
I always said that him and Justice League should lock in for a whole project.
But I feel like you get more of the same, like we get what that we love sound. Already. Like yeah. when 2 Chainz and Static Selector announced they was working together and I heard some different. Of their music is fucking right. incredible. Like
right.
Chainz, you wouldn't expect that and mm-hmm. it sounds so good because of that. Like yeah. if Ross got with like a Mad Lib or some really weird shit.
I would like to hear Ross with like more Bink.
Ross I would Bink, like to hear. Ross and Ninth Wonder
yeah,
would be great.
I would like to hear him with Ninth Wonder.
Just some left shit where it's like you lock in with one producer that you typically wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be with and wouldn't be a typical sound. Because, of course, a Ross Justice League album would be incredible. But
oh, yeah, but we got that.
yeah, we have a bunch
we
of
know,
records.
We know what they can do together. But, you know, I'm just hoping that with this project, the content changes a little bit
yeah.
with Ross.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's Ross, so I'll be clicking it. But, yeah, I think that was it as far as, like, major releases over the weekend. But shows, what else you been watching?
BMF season finale, watched it. Not mad at the season finale.
Is it better than The Wire?
Not even close.
Just asking.
Not even close.
You told me Seinfeld was better than The Wire. I was like, what? It's not even the same category.
Never said that.
Everything is better than The Wire.
Yo, see the narratives you throw out there about me. Oh wow. No, BMF was good.
I'm comparing Issa to Marlo, and I was like, what the fuck?
See, this is why people think I'm crazy, because you say shit like this. Yeah, I like BMF. I think the first season was good. I think they did a good job. I was surprised. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. Couple episodes were kind of shaky. It kind of started getting a little too like, all right, man, what's going on? But I think that overall they did a really good job. Shout out to Tasha Smith, who directed it. Shout out to 50, executive producer. All of the actors, I think they did a really good job. I'm not mad at the first season. I'm excited to see what season 2 is going to do.
Were they renewed for season 2 already?
I would have to think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think everybody was watching that. I think they would have to be greenlit for season 2 already.
Yeah,
for sure.
Who's gonna play Jeezy if it's in season 2? It'll probably be season 3 when Jeezy shows up. I was thinking about that because all the people that are attached to BMF and such a big part of their story. That's why BMF is interesting, because it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's still around, yeah. and it was yeah. still part of the culture of the artists that are still relevant. Mm-hmm. Like, Fab has to be in it somehow. Jeezy has to be in it somehow.
I thought that the Eminem appearance of him playing White Boy Rick was hilarious. That shit was just like the most... Like, I get it. Eminem, Detroit, I get it.
I liked it.
But come on,
I thought
man.
I thought it was funny.
Nah, man. We come on, man.
You thought when he said, it who was that? He said, White Boy Rick. You thought he was like, nah, it was Eminem.
But did you see Eminem's face, though? Like, Eminem always has this look on his face where it's like he heard somebody was coming to get him. Like, it's like, so he just always has this look in his eyes where he's just like, just you could tell he's looking at everything.
Yeah.
And it was just like, that's not him. He looked like Kevin Spacey. Like, that wig he had
the
on.
The wig was interesting.
I was like, yo, is that Kevin Spacey? Like, who is that? That's not White Boy Rick, man. Like, have you ever seen pictures of White Boy Rick? He don't look shit.
His hair looked nuts, too, though. White Boy Rick's hair looked nuts.
But that was just, yo, seeing Eminem like that was just hilarious, bro. But it was a great season, man. I think they did a good job, man. I'm definitely looking forward to season two of that. And shout out to Cash, though. She did a great job in her role as well. I think she has a future in acting for sure.
Yeah.
She did a really, really good job.
No, I like it.
The Lamar character, he's definitely the star of season one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his character was absolutely crazy. And then... See, I don't want to give because you didn't see it, but it's
I
just,
see the finale yet. I'm
it's
almost
just
there.
Certain.
I mean, I know they all get arrested at the end, so you don't have to.
You know how the story ends. But it's just certain shit that happened where, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's just not it. That would not happen. Like that, it just would that would not happen. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, and it's dealing with the relationship with homeboy and the girl, the way that ended, it would not happen like that. Like, trust me, I know plenty of dudes that was in a situation where the girl was a snitch and all, and it didn't happen like that. So it's just like, I don't know, but whatever, man. It was a good season though. It was a good season for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to finish it up. I fell off with Raising Kanan. I gotta catch up on that.
Yeah, I heard the new one is out.
Okay.
No, not Raising Kanan. Power Book
17.
Yeah, the new. I didn't start it yet. Week. Narcos Mexico. The new season is out. I watched the first episode. I mean, at this point, that's just in neutral. They know what they're doing with that. This is
for sure.
I could tell it's going to be another dope season of that. Also, Insecure. Are you
Insecure?
Watching?
Yes. I didn't watch last night's episode because I fell asleep, but I am pretty much caught up. I like the way it's wrapping up and ending.
I like it, but it's just like, damn, this shit is like really, you could see it, like you could tell that it's over. Like it's coming to an end. Like you can kind of see that. But shout out to Issa Rae and the whole Insecure brand. I was watching Curb. Did you see Curb?
New
episode. Larry Dirt, yo, his humor, man. I think that's just an older man thing.
Yeah, but I feel like he's been that way for quite
since he was 16.
Yeah, I mean, like Curb Your Enthusiasm is like they were able to really finish the jokes in Seinfeld because it didn't have to be sitcom-y. It didn't have to be network TV. Like it could finally get into the real brain of Larry David,
right?
Which I identify with more and more. As the days go,
as you get older, yeah,
oh for sure,
yeah. It was some things in there where I was like, holy shit, like this is part of getting old.
I love in every episode, or every season of Curb, like all Curb is kind of like Love and Hip Hop in the sense, you know, Love and Hip Hop. All they do is go talk, then they go get drinks, then they talk, and then they go get drinks,
and then they play basketball,
and then
shoot free throws with each other.
Then they,
by the way,
then they go get drinks.
Niggas have never met up to just shoot free throws with each other. That doesn't happen.
Yo,
it's just shit that don't be happening for real, man.
When Peter Guns and Saigon and Rich Dollars was just hooping on that one court when you come out of the Holland Tunnel on 6th Avenue and Canal, no one's ever played ball at that court.
Ever.
That court is
empty
every day.
They didn't even play ball. They were just shooting free throws, bro. Like, niggas
who shoots hoops on Canal?
Who practices free throws? Like, what nigga that plays street ball be like, yo, I'm going to go get a 500 free throw. In the park. Niggas is coming like, fam, we need that court. You got to take that shit somewhere else. You're not practicing free throws here. It's just shit that just does not happen that they be trying to put in these shows. I'm like, bro, that's not real. That does not happen like that. But whatever. It's all for TV, I guess.
And I feel like Curb, all they do is have dinner parties, and that's how they digest every weird thing in society.
Well, I think that's an older person thing.
Yeah.
Because right? I know a lot of older people that, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to a dinner party this week. I'm like, is that like the older brunch? You
of course.
Say dinner party?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to have older friends that know how to cook.
That's very true. That's very true.
But the fact
you can't have a dinner party and don't know how to cook.
Anytime the dinner party scene comes up in almost every fucking episode, I'm like, all right, can he not beat this into a dead horse? It's funny every single time.
Mm-hmm.
That entire show is so simple yet so complex.
Love it. Love Curb, man. I'm all caught up on that.
And also in Insecure, not this episode that just came out, the one before it. when they got into like Kelly finding herself in the spiritual journey and mm-hmm. how fucking annoying those people can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like the entire show, it's like, yo, shut the fuck up about how you found yourself.
Right.
Like, and then you find the other person at the party that found yeah. themselves, and now it's two annoying people.
It's a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I get what you're saying.
Leave your chakras over there.
Like, I think that, I think Kelly, I think she has a, her character has a spinoff ability.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if spinoff ability is a word, but it is now. I think she has spinoff ability.
Like, I mean, her as an actress.
Her character is that funny. I think that they can create a show around just her character.
Absolutely. No, she's hysterical.
Yeah.
And come on, man. Give Lawrence some slack here.
Why?
I mean, if he's in the other city trying to make money for the kid,
mm-hmm.
he's like not supposed to enjoy himself and fuck bitches and drink and celebrate. Like, what's he supposed to do? He's working. Wants to go home. He's mm-hmm. not with Shorty. Like, why is everyone like, his piece of shit? Look at him having a blast while the single mother's in L.A. I'm like, well, dog, he's up there making money. He can't enjoy right. himself. He got to be miserable over there, too.
He can't release his loins.
Women don't like when you have fun, man.
They give Lawrence way too much shit on
that show. I think at the end of it, I think at the end of this Insecure series, I think that people are going to love Lawrence. I think the last episode is going to be like, he did it right. He got it right. Like, you know what I mean? I just see it going that way. I'm sorry.
He came all the way from Best Buy. He got it out the Best Buy mud. Made it all the way to fucking Silicon Valley. Whatever the fuck he's doing now.
And Best Buy mud is not easy mud.
Yeah.
Bro. That's like some tough mud.
For sure.
Yeah.
He went from Geek Squad to fucking making six figures. Right. Of course he's going to fuck some bitches after work.
It has to happen. Like, that's part of it. Like, I make six figures now. Pussy is somewhere in this motherfucking negotiation. Trust and believe that.
And, I mean, of course he wants to show up for the bigger moments. People take like the common sense out of shit. Like, all right,
but that's part
if I have
of it,
to work,
man,
let me make sure I could go for the bigger moments.
That's part of it. Like, we lose sight of that in watching a lot of these shows. Like, and that's why I love when shows get it right. Mm. Because they cover all the bases of, it wouldn't happen like that. It would happen like this.
Yeah.
This is more realistic.
Insecure is great with the realistic shit.
Because Issa knows. She knows how shit is going to go. That's not how it happens. It happens like this. And that's why Insecure is one of our favorite shows. Because they just get it right. They understand our culture.
For sure. Trying to think if there's anything else. We won't be back on Friday. We are taking a Indigenous Peoples Day break.
Yes.
But we will be back next week. Merch will be available soon. Some shit here.
Yeah, some shit. Yo, you hear Rory?
It's still got some shit if you're watching the video.
I gave Tiana one of the hoodies last night.
Dope.
That I had. I didn't have, I didn't bring back much from LA, but I'm going to have them send some stuff out so we can start gifting some of our friends, some of our merch. But Tiana loved it. She was mad that I didn't have any more for her, but we'll be sure to get our friends and family some merch.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody it'll be online else,
soon. It'll be available online because I know, people keep asking, so it's coming.
Is there any other updates? We don't have Damaris here. She's feeling under the weather, and she usually gives us the updates that we need.
Shout out to I did want to say, what's the bitch-ass nigga name, the football player?
Oh, I forgot his name.
What's his name? I don't
know his name.
I don't even call him a bitch-ass nigga. He's a clown.
And if it's true that his friends were hiding him,
y'all
that's some
too.
Clown shit too.
Y'all clowns too. Put them all in us on the same clown
Zach
bus.
Zach Stacy,
you're a fucking clown.
That shit was terrible.
I don't know where you from. I don't know, you know, the type of upbringing that you had. I don't know the type of friends that are around you. But you're a clown. There's never no, and I'm here seeing things online saying that his baby mother pulled a gun on him or something like that. And if that's the case, you know, she was wrong for that. But if she no longer has the gun in her hand, just call the police. Like, if you were able to get the gun away from her, like, all that extra shit, you slamming her, your daughter sitting right there on the couch.
Knocking over your baby.
Yeah, it's like, you're a clown. You're a clown. And I hope that, you know, somebody, some real men, because that's the problem out here. It's not a lot of real men walking around. I hope some real men run down on you. I hope that she has a family full of real men. And they find you and they beat the brakes off your bitch ass.
Well, I believe he was caught and was charged. So
as he should be. Like that.
Even if you PC up, even people in PC don't fuck with that type of shit.
Yeah, like that's just like you're a clown. You're a clown. I don't know where it became cool for men to put hands on a woman like that. And, you know, it's just again, it's unfortunate to even have to see that. Now the baby is traumatized.
For sure.
Witnessing that. So I don't even want to say his name. He's a fucking clown.
And if the other prisoners don't get to him, I know some COs that will.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I guess he feel like, you know, a man. Like, you know, that's that insecure shit that, you know, men that put their hands on women. I guess he kind of feels like a man now. I just hope some real men run down on you and really show you what being a man is about.
Word. For sure. Shout out to everyone that's been keeping up with us. We will be back. Enjoy your holiday with your family. If you don't
enjoy
have
the
family,
holiday, eat good, live good, enjoy each other, love each other.
Don't drink and drive.
Please don't drink and drive. Uber is readily available with the fare hikes. Pay the fare hike.
Don't ask any political questions to your family members.
No, ask all.
Specifically
ask them all.
If you're white.
Let's have an uncomfortable. I'll tell you, Rory, we are here to get to the uncomfortable. We approach the uncomfortable. We approach the awkward and we face it. You know what I'm saying? And I want families to have awkward conversations this. I don't want to say Thanksgiving. I can't. It's so programmed. Well, we got to come up with a new word.
A day to give thanks.
A day to eat. Yeah, so on the day to eat together as a family, which should be every day, but of course society doesn't make it that way. Have the uncomfortable conversations.
I was talking, remember when the Meek Championships album came out and What's Free with Hov is on there and Hov has the line, don't tell me happy Thanksgiving sounds like a massacre to me or whatever the bar was. Guru called me when it came out and was like, dog, we recorded that shortly after Thanksgiving. And the last text I sent him before he texted to Link for the studio was happy Thanksgiving.
He was talking about Guru. He threw a shot at his engineer.
Like, damn, man.
Imagine throwing a shot at the nigga that's like recording.
About a nice gesture. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just, yeah, but we got to find a different word. I know we're trying to move forward in our culture and as a society and make things right. So they're calling it Native American
Heritage Day.
Indigenous Day, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, give thanks. Every day you should give thanks anyway. But, have fun with the family. Have the uncomfortable conversations, man. Fuck it. That's the only way we're going to have progress anyway. Have the uncomfortable conversations. But most importantly, love and respect each other. Be safe. And, man, we'll see y'all when we get back. Until then, peace and love.
No, Warrior,